And we're joined by Ryan Mallett. Ryan, congratulations. You're a finalist for the U.S. Army High School Player of the Year Award. Way to go, big guy.
I appreciate it. It's a great honor.
How did you get to be so darn big at 18 years of age?
Well, my mom's side of the family, my uncle's 6'8", and I don't know. It's just my mom's side's got a lot of height, so that's where I got it from.
27 touchdowns this year, 62% passer, 2,500 yards, 71 touchdowns, and 7,500 yards in your career. We're joined by Peter Roby also from the Center for the Study of Sport and Society because we wanted to talk to you, Ryan, about what it's been like for you. How did you manage the pressure of being able to enjoy your final year? They got all these Friday night light shows and they're making on MTV stories about, you know, Texas and Alabama high school teams, and it can make you feel maybe a little bit unusually like a Hollywood star and take away from your focus on the game. How did you handle that?
Well, I mean, it really wasn't any pressure to me. I just played the game, and I mean, there's stuff at school where people are talking to you, and I mean, they expect you to win, and so we did that for the most part, except for one time. So it wasn't just pressure to me. It was just having fun. That's how I like it.
And what about your parents? Did your parents play a role working with your coach to make sure that you could stay focused on your schoolwork and focused on the game itself?
I mean, it really wasn't hard, but my parents kept me going straight, and they were always there to give me advice if I needed it. So, I mean, they were played a huge part of my decision-making, and they helped me out a lot in school.
Peter Roby, do you have any questions for Ryan about what this represents for high schoolers who are having to maintain their integrity and their focus in the midst of being treated like their Hollywood stars?
Thank you, Nick. Hey, Ryan, I was just curious as to what your recruiting situation was like. Did you commit early, or did you get right to the letter of intent day before you made a decision, or how did that whole thing go, and how did that affect the pressure that you might have felt or didn't feel during your senior year?
Well, I committed back in April to Michigan, and from the summer on, I was able to concentrate on my team and only my team and try to make us the best we possibly could, and I think that helped out a lot by making my decision early so I didn't have to worry about thinking about school during the season.
Yeah. Nick, I think that's an interesting point because there's some folks that don't think the early signing period is a good thing, but in cases where athletes get bombarded their senior year with all kinds of text messages and emails and voicemail and coaches calling and pressuring them, it can really be a distraction. So I think this is another example of a young person knowing pretty well where they want to go and what they want to do and then having the opportunity to make that decision early so they can take all the heat off them and just enjoy their senior year. So I'm glad to hear that Ryan's situation was an enjoyable one.
Ryan, do you think maybe being in Texas where football is so big in high school, the whole Friday night lights thing, in some ways you were thinking about this a couple years earlier and you had a support network around you, that people understood what you were going through, so it was as if you could anticipate these pressures before they became too great?
Yeah, I mean, the support group at our school is basically the coaches and the counselors, and I mean, they guided me, and they could tell like when the coaches were telling the truth or if they were kind of blowing smoke. But they helped me a lot, is just like through all 4 years of high school, because they knew what was going to happen before I did, and the advice they gave me was so great, and I appreciate everything they did for me.
Okay, last question for you, big guy. Okay, you're thinking about filling in the shoes of great quarterbacks like Tom Brady, et cetera. Why not Ohio State?
they didn't recruit me.
Really?
No, they didn't recruit me.
What did you like about Michigan?
What did I think about Michigan?
What did you like about them?
Oh, what I like? Oh, I like everything about it. The school, the coaches, the players. It's like a family. And Ann Arbor is a great city. It's a great place to play college football, and I'm just ready to get up there and get playing.